We're told the Huber Breaker in Ashley, Pennsylvania, served as a place of curiosity for locals for decades before its demolition. William Best, who is with the Huber Breaker Preservation Society, often conducted tours there. He says, "I thought it was my job to introduce people to it. I remember when they were tearing down the main conveyor line, you couldn't help but be saddened because people were not going to be able to enjoy what I did and enjoy our heritage. The breaker was a symbol of what had gone on for over a century and a half underground. It was visible. That visibility made the Huber a landmark that could be seen for miles. The Huber was Wyoming Valley's last breaker, and with the structure's demolition, it was a sad passing for many in the Wyoming Valley. Another piece of history is gone." Words of Lorena Beniquez from her new book, Lost Coal Country of Northeastern Pennsylvania, issued in August by Arcadia Publishing. Lorena Beniquez has been a professional photographer, videographer for more than three decades. Her work has been featured here in this area on WBRE and WVIA-TV, also on CNN and The Today Show. Images from her book will be featured through November 3rd in the Widman Gallery at King's College in Wilkes-Barre with a gallery talk and reception this Friday, October 6th. We had a chance to speak by phone with Lorena Beniquez about the photographs, her book, and how the project came about.
About 30 years ago, I fell in love with the Huber, and I was a young photographer, and I would just go back there year after year after year, and 30 years later, they tore down, and now I had no muse, so it sent me just to another breaker, the last one in Pennsylvania. And once I started taking pictures of that, then it occurred to me that maybe I should put this into a body of work. And that's what happened. That's how Lost Coal Country of Northeastern Pennsylvania became a book. And really, it was also a journey, Erica, to find what my family history is, because my family, unfortunately, like many families in the area, just did not talk a lot about our ancestry because I don't know if we were ashamed or hurt. My great-grandfather died from black lung, so it wasn't exactly a positive subject in our family to talk about, you know, around the dinner table.
How did you come to adopt the camera as an important part of your explorations in the world?
You know, I was just always inspired by Northeastern Pennsylvania, and I remember the first photograph I ever took. Oh, dear, I think I was like 12 years old, and it was of a sunset in the Back Mountain. And I was just, I caught the bug, and I never stopped after that. And I had been writing a little prior to, probably about 10 years old, I started writing. And this book was just a great way of taking both passions and marrying them.
You mentioned the Huber Breaker. What other things then did you go around exploring, and how far did you range?
Wow, I went from Scranton over to Schuylkill County, which is where the last standing breaker is, St. Nicholas. I included, you know, Centralia, Concrete City, just outside of Wilkes-Barre, the Lackawanna Mine Tour. There's so much in the book to cover, and it really is more than just a pictorial depiction of what we have left. It's actually a tour guide to these sites like Centralia or Concrete City that have no historical markers on them. So you know what you're looking at.
Anyone who sees this book and attends the show, and it is fitting that it will be in an art gallery, you have an artist's eye. So not only are you taking pictures of structures and various things that are remaining, you're looking at them in a way that shows us patterns. And we could almost say some of them could be abstract images.
Thank you so much, Erica. I mean, when I shot it, there were times that I did do literal pictures, but I really wanted to find the beauty in decay. And I wanted some of those images to be very modern, too. I mean, a lot of us have, and I've done this in the past, where you just want to preserve that building for future generations, but I want to take it maybe a step further and make it something really pretty, too, that you want to keep on your wall, too.
Black and white and color, both.
Absolutely. Some of them, I wanted them to feel like you were back, you know, when that breaker may have been operating. Or I wanted to take it a step forward and make it look like something, you know, that was a little bit more modern and just give it a different twist than what we're used to seeing when we see these pictures of coal images.
Tell me how you chose the title. You could have called it anything. Was it your choice?
It wasn't my choice. I left it to the expert because Arcadia, you know, has been doing this for a long time. So I let them. I thought it was an extremely long title. If I had named it, it probably would have been Killing the Canary, which is actually one of the titles of the chapters. But, you know, I left it to the experts because they know what they're doing.
What are people saying when you talk with them about the book and the pictures? Does it trigger memories right away?
It sure does. And I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble. And actually, Joe Stella is one of these heroes from the Knox Spine disaster. And his daughter and son came out to get their book signed. And I thought I was going to cry because it moved them so much that they cared to come out. And, you know, this is a subject that they've heard ad nauseum. They know about their father, obviously, but they were nice enough to come out and say nice things about the book. And actually, Centralia.org gave me a really nice review, which is very kind of them.
Now tell us about what's on offer at King's then.
Well, it started on October 2nd. Continuing to October 31st is an exhibition of images from the book. And there's actually one in there that did not make it into the book, so I call it the Artist Reserve. But we are going to have an artist reception on Friday, October 6th, which is free and open to the public. And I'm just hoping people get to come out and discover some history maybe they weren't even aware of before from their family or just from the region.
I came away from the book not depressed. Somehow there's some wonderful spirit of the place that comes through. Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I wanted to make sure that we not only, you know, look at the history of what went wrong, but what went right. I mean, this could be a totally different world right now if it weren't for northeastern Pennsylvania and us literally fueling the Industrial Revolution and World War II. We were amazing people. We were superstars in America. Without our region, like I said, I just don't know where we would be right now. Obviously, the Industrial Revolution would have happened anyway. We helped make it happen faster, though.
Lorena Beniquez, photographer and videographer, speaking with us about her new book, Lost Coal Country of Northeastern Pennsylvania, issued in August by Arcadia Publishing, and a related exhibition now through Friday, November 3rd, in the Widman Gallery at King's College in Wilkes-Barre. And there will be an opening reception and a gallery talk, and that's this Friday, October 6th. 6 to 8 p.m., and it's in the Sheehy Farmer Campus Center between North Franklin and North Main Streets in Wilkes-Barre. It's all free and open to the public, and for more information on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu. You're invited to see the exhibition through November 3rd at the Widman Gallery at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, and also to join in for a gallery talk and reception, 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, October 6th, at the Sheehy Farmer Campus Center, the Widman Gallery. Free, open to the public. For more information, on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu.